This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
We're looking at AI once again. AI is dating for you. Are we outsourcing romance to algorithms? Let's just cast our minds back when the biggest challenge in online dating was finding the courage to send that first message. Okay, so here we are in 2026. There's a new player in the dating game. It's AI, artificial intelligence. Now, according to a recent article, more and more people are using AI tools to craft opening lines, also keep conversations flowing, analyze potential matches, and even write entire messages on dating apps. Now, while some see it as a harmless confidence boost, others argue it raises serious questions about authenticity, also trust, and whether we're really getting to know the person behind the profile. Joining us now on the line, we welcome Akhil Boru. Akhil is better known online as African Tech Bro. Akhil is an AI engineer, is also a tech entrepreneur, and one of the country's most recognizable voices in the artificial intelligence space. Akhil, good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us on today's show.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, great to have you on board, Akhil. Okay, so we've seen AI changing the way we work and the way we study and create content, amongst other things. Were you surprised to, in fact, see it becoming such a major part of dating and relationships as well?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not really an expert when it comes to dating. I'm more of an expert in tech.
most of us will confess to that, but that's for another discussion.
In this day and age, everybody is getting comfortable with AI. You know, it's become very accessible. Just from a simple conversation on ChatGPT, you can get so much assistance, right? And already we're living in an era where everybody's so anxious, right, because of social media. In such high anxiety levels, people get comfort and, more importantly, clarity, right, from just putting a prompt into ChatGPT and getting a pickup line that they can use, you know,
sure,
on a dating app. Yeah.
I'm actually finding this very interesting to relate to because, this will perhaps give me away. One was used to, you know, like meeting people at socials or at the discos, as it was called, or social events. And now all of a sudden, people are glued to their screens and their telephones and engaging in such, AI activity. So let's look at what's actually happening behind the scenes. Now, when people hear AI is helping people date, they can imagine something, perhaps we could put it out of a sci-fi movie. So what are people actually using AI for right now when it comes to dating apps and online relationships?
Yeah, I mean, from what I've seen, it's there's like a spectrum, right? There's people that are using AI for simple, like, opening lines, like, you know, on dating apps so that they can spell check, or you know that confusion of what should I actually say in DMs, right? So that's like the first thing. But like, I've also seen extreme cases where there's actual sites, you know, in China and in Asia where people are dating AI, you know, like a persona. They create like a persona, and this persona has characteristics, a personality, and you can have like voice conversations, you can have text conversations, it sounds quite dystopian to me, right? But it's actually happening, you know. So that's the kind of spectrum in which AI is being used at this point, at least.
What I sense here is dating apps becoming more, algorithm to algorithm, more than human to human interactions. What do you make of that?
Wow, that's a very fascinating way to put it. There has been a site I saw called Moltbook, right? Where it was just a whole bunch of algorithms, AIs, that were just communicating with one another. You know, they were complaining about humans, and they were complaining about how humans treat them, right? I think that mindset of algorithm to algorithm is something that we're not too far off, you know. It's something which might materialize. Nothing I've heard of yet in the dating space, right? When it comes to algorithm to algorithm. But it's being prioritized now. You know, people are curious mostly, you know, to see how AI behaves. You know, of course, in human supervision.
You know, there's that adage, curiosity can kill the cat. I don't mean that literally, but looking at AI-generated messaging, when we look at relationships relating to honesty and trust, I mean, what risks are involved here for emotional honesty and long-term relationship stability, for that matter?
Yeah, I mean, look, firstly, there's a privacy concern, right? Where like whatever you're disclosing to AI is actually something which OpenAI or like, you know, the big corporates have access to, and they can disclose that and share that with any, like, you know, with police, for example, right? If it is required. So it's not really private. Now, when it comes to like relationships, maybe it could help in terms of just having more mental clarity, right? In terms of, because you know sometimes you get very reactive in relationships, and maybe just voicing it to AI gives you that some sense of clarity. But look, the conversations still have to happen face to face between people, right?
Exactly.
So AI might help in just formulating your own thoughts. But when it comes to actually dealing with people, I don't think AI can help much there.
It's interesting now what you've just been talking about, because a question that's just come through is, could AI actually improve confidence and reduce loneliness, or does it, is there that danger that it can actually deepen dependency on technology?
Wow, yeah. It's something I'm actually concerned about, right? Definitely, it is creating a dependency on technology, right? To some extent, at least people that use it frequently, you know, they stop thinking for themselves and they start outsourcing their thinking to AI,
There we go.
right? So there's a sense of, you know, I think I won't be like, you'll reach a point where you won't be able to do things yourself and you'll fully depend on AI. So there is a sense of dependency, and it's obviously going to be, the narrative is going to drive very aggressively towards companies making AI feel so normal. But there is obviously, they're making money out of this, right? Like OpenAI, the big companies are making money out of this. So normal people depending on AI is a gain for them. So it's going to, it is a trend that I'm seeing that's already happening, where people are being dependent on it.
Interesting. Now you mention these platforms that are, taking advantage and making, making money out of such, shall we say, platforms. But should dating platforms, for that matter, then regulate or label AI-assisted conversations in any way? There should there perhaps be an alert to this?
Yeah, I believe so. There should be some kind of, you know, some just disclosure, right? Wherever AI is involved, you know, I don't think there's formal policies around that yet, or there's any kind of rules set by organizations. Like, you know, how we got the Popeye Act. Maybe there has to be like an addendum or some kind of expansion or a new AI policy to force companies to disclose. But yeah, I don't think that companies are hiding that now. I think companies are transparent about it. But I believe that there should always be disclosure in this, because you know AI can also be so inaccurate sometimes, and it's important to just make it clear and transparent that, yeah.
It is susceptible to correction. And for that matter, spotting AI out there for someone actively dating online, are there any signs that the person they're chatting to could be relying heavily on AI-generated responses? Or is the technology becoming so sophisticated, Adil, that it will soon be impossible to tell? What are we looking at this point in time?
I mean, at this point in time, you will be able to tell, you know, if there's some level of AI being used. If you do use AI yourself, you'll be able to tell, right? But you know, for an average person who doesn't use AI much in their daily lives, it can actually be blurry to see if AI has been used for certain messages, right? Which is why, you know, there's actually a whole narrative and a whole push around more social initiatives. Like Gen Z is tired of AI. They're trying to, you know, focus more on physical, real world interactions. So I feel like we should focus more of our energies, like in dating, in actually building relations with people in person, you know?
Right.
And it shouldn't be like text messaging and and AI messages, yeah.
Sure. Where do you see this trend heading in the next, say, 5 to 10 years of digital relationships?
Definitely people are, there's always going to be the capitalists that try to make some money out of this. So there will definitely be a narrative of solutions where you can date AI, you know, and maybe that algorithm to algorithm interaction you mentioned. People are, humans are curious by nature on how things pan out. So there could be some interesting things we see in the future, right?
Right.
But also, on the other hand, it's like always going to be two ends of the spectrum, where on the other hand, there'll just be people that completely run away from this and cherish more in-person relations. So, yeah, both narratives will go forward in future.
Well, as artificial intelligence becomes increasingly capable of helping us communicate, well, the challenge won't be whether we can use these tools. It will be deciding how much of ourselves we're willing to outsource the process. Akhil, it's been a pleasure having you on board the show. And thanks so much for your input regarding the rise of AI in dating. It isn't really a story about technology. It's more about a story of human connection. Because at the end of the day, while AI might help start a conversation, it's still that human connection, honesty and chemistry, and that authenticity that will determine whether a relationship lasts. It's the human aspect. Akhil Bodu, better known online as African Tech Bro, and he's an AI engineer, tech entrepreneur, and one of the country's most recognizable voices in the artificial intelligence space.